USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The question is on passage of the bill. Those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it.
The House on Thursday passed a bill to extend government funding through February 18th. The measure then went to the Senate, where it faced a partisan battle. Some senators indicate they would push for a shutdown in an effort to leverage President Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate. Later on in the night, the Senate passed a resolution to continue government funding through February of next year. The measure passed in the Senate 69-28. The state of Oklahoma filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration's constitutional overreach on Thursday in order to block the enforcement of Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees. The lawsuit started flying one day after the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, denied Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt a request to exempt Oklahoma National Guard from the mandate. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Let's get an inflation update.
45% of Americans in a new Gallup poll reported that recent price increases are causing their families some degree of financial hardship, with 10% describing the hardship as severe. Gallup saying lower income households are likely to be hit especially hard by the recent price increases, with 71% of households making less than $40,000 a year saying inflation has caused hardship. This as Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes President Biden is doing more harm than good when it comes to inflation.
We've had this pandemic for 2 years. We didn't have this kind of inflation, though, until Joe Biden and the Democrats took office. And he's largely just shifting the blame. He's not trying to come up with answers. He's blaming oil companies or OPEC for high gas prices, for instance. Well, it's Joe Biden who shut down the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office, who refuses to authorize other pipelines needed to move petroleum products across the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
If you feel President Biden is overreaching his authority when mandating your health and what goes into your body, you're not alone. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on Newsmax Thursday says his state is involved in 3 lawsuits against President Biden's vaccine mandates because the Constitution does not give unilateral authority to the president to do anything that he wants to do.
I don't support a federal mask mandate or vaccine mandates, and quite frankly, not only do I not support it, the reality is that the United States Constitution does not support it, does not give unilateral authority to this president to do anything that he wants to do, regardless of what the legislative branch or the judicial branch think. So in Mississippi, we have filed 3 lawsuits to date. We were involved in the original OSHA lawsuit, which led to a nationwide stay on that particular vaccine mandate. We were involved as well earlier this week in the case where the Louisiana federal judge put a nationwide stay on the vaccine mandate with respect to CMS. And we have a 3rd lawsuit outstanding with respect to the defense contractors, because again, I personally support the vaccine. I have personally taken the vaccine, and I encourage other Mississippians to do the same, because I do think that they are effective. However, I also believe in our United States Constitution, and I believe in freedom, and I believe in liberty, and people can make the best choices for themselves.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.